Ball goes against Hunter Bone. That's his first, team second.
I'm going to plead Hunter Bone's case on this one. He only put a pinky in there, I swear.
Substitution, Darren Miller sits down, and he's replaced by Brendan Hamilton. Brad Hacker inbounding for Cass City on already thrown hoop, trailing 1-4 to USA. 5:05 left in the first. Sanning Cathrell, excuse me, that's Chase Winner, into the corner for three off the mark from Sanning Cathrell. Rebound, Mike Kemp. Here comes USA. Harrison Kramer in transition and somehow gets the finger roll to fall and a foul to boot.
He made that look so easy.
Yes, he did. It'll be the first team foul against Cass City. As they're still trying to figure out the foul. The foul goes against Sanning Cathrell.
If I was standing, I think I would have been hiding during that time.
He could have gotten away with it. Mike Kemp sits down and is replaced by Macklin Gettle. A rebounding machine for a rebounding machine. 6-1. USA out by 5, largest lead of the night. Came out and it was 4-0 for the longest time. Free throw from Harrison Kramer. This one's good.
Completes the three-point play.
His father would have some words with him if he missed that one. Brad Hacker gets the pass across midcourt and over to Shank, left block, and it's a little out of his range, and here comes Hunter Bone stealing it away. Fourth turnover for Cass City as Heckroth takes the three. This one's no good, but he gets his own board. Harrison Kramer, top of the key, 200 Bone resets the offense, 4.5 to play in the first quarter, 7-1, USA by 6. Harrison Kramer, left wing, feeds it down to Isaiah Williamson. Williamson. And he turns it over and is brought in by Brendan Hamilton. Second turnover, USA.
Matt Gettle seems to be the guilty party on that.
Out of the key, Sam Cathrell to Winter, into the corner to Hacker. Feeds into Schenk, turns, puts it up, and this is in for 2 points. He has all 3 points for Cass City. It's 7-3, 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Hunter Bone taking his time, dribbling over to the left wing against Brad Hacker. Gets a screen from Macklin Gettle and gives it to Williamson right wing. Harrison Kramer, same spot, gets a screen from Williamson. Nothing there on the give and go. Back to Macklin Gettle, over to Heckroth, gets a screen from Gettle. Williamson, top of the key, to Bone right wing. Screen from Williamson, he goes the other way, down to the baseline. Reverse Mikan's in, that's good for two.
Nice quick move out of Hunter Bone.
Four scorers for USA now. They lead by 9-3, out by 6, largest lead of the night. Here comes Chase Winner for Cassidy, breaking the token press over to Logan Schenk, and he can't hang on to it. And it goes out of bounds. The fifth turnover for the Redhawks, and another sub coming in for USA. It'd be number 11, 5'8", sophomore Micah Kramer replacing Hunter Bone.
I mean, he's got 10 speeds of fast also. This is kind of like looking at Wile E. Coyote playing the Roadrunners or something. This
Gavin Zimmer checks in, and he replaces Tyler Heckroth.
This is amazing how much speed is on that court.
Mark Gainforth's squad, only 10 players, and he's not afraid to use any of them. 3:15 left in the first, 9-3, USA by 6. Williamson greens the screen in for Harrison Kramer at the right wing. Picks up his dribble to the same spot and gives it to Gavin Zimmer. Down to Micah Kramer, back out to Gavin Zimmer. Back to Micah Kramer. Macklin Gettle pops a three right wing. It's in.
He's good for about one of those a game.
And we have a 30-second timeout called by Tyler Earle and the Cass City Redhawks. They trail USA 12-3, 2:54 left in the first.
Everyone from Unionville-Sebring Area Schools welcomes you to the high school district tournament tonight. When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville-Sebring Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what they can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everyone. From music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more, USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to their website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, all you missed was a turnover from each team. Joey Kroll checked in for Cass City. And now San Catharell has it at the right block. Skip pass to the left corner for three. And Brendan Hamilton hits it. It's 12-6 suddenly. A six-point lead for USA. As Micah Kramer across midcourt. Being guarded by Joey Kroll, beard and all. Over to the left wing, Micah Kramer goes down to the lane, puts up the layup, and this one's no good. And rebound brought in by Chase Winter. Ninth board of the night for Cass City, one of the bright spots. Well, as Kroll pops the three in the corner, this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Williamson.
He will hit those.
Macklin Gettle gets blocked on the right wing, or on the right block, I should say. He knows it. And we have a couple subs coming in for USA. Number 20, Josh Lang, and number 35, Zach Fritz. Replace Harrison Kramer and Isaiah Williamson. 1:44 left in the first. 12-6, USA by six.
Brendan Hamilton says, not on my watch.
The Patriots inbound underneath their own hoop to the right elbow to Zimmer. Back into the corner to Macklin Gettle. And picks up his dribble at the right elbow. Decides to pop the jump shot since no one's around him. And it's scooped up by Joey Kroll after the miss. 1:28 left in the first. 12-6, USA by six. Cass City on offense into the corner. Double team coming in there. Back up to Chase Winter. Wide open Kroll on the right block. He count it. He loses the glasses and count it and one. Basket counts. Fouls against Harrison Kramer. He's not even in there.
1-5, he said. And you're right, he's not there. Unless he's hiding somewhere.
He's on the bench right now. I guess he just checked out. I take that back. All right, we'll give it to him. 13 fouls. The foul shot for Joey Kroll is good. The three-point play is complete. And suddenly a three-point ball game. 12-9, 1:12 left in the first quarter. Over to left wing. To Gettle. Feeds it down to the low post on the give and go to Fritz. And that one's no good. Defensive rebound for Cass City. 12-9, 1 minute remains in the first quarter. Shank, right elbow into the corner to Hamilton. Back out to Winter, to Cathrell into the corner, to Kroll. Pops the three, no. And rebound's still loose, and we have a whistle on the rebound. It'll be against USA. This will be their fourth team foul.
20, that would be Josh Lang.
Josh Lang's first foul. Cassidy will inbound underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio.
You give Cassidy a chance to think that they're in this game. They just might give you a game.
I like the John Barry energy of Joey Kroll out there
I
as
do
well.
Too.
43 seconds left. At the left wing would be Chase Winter. Feeds it down to Shank, and we have a double team, and we have a push. And this will go against USA.
In the meantime,
foul.
USA is accumulating fouls.
Foul goes against number 35, Zach Fritz, and here comes Mike Kemp back in to save the day. He replaces Gavin Zimmer.
One of the things that Mr. Kemp does so well on the offensive end is to flash the lane and get a pin where there's nobody who's going to stop him once he gets the ball.
Kroll inbounds to Chase Winter in the right wing. Back out to Hamilton. Into the left wing to Cathrell. Back over to Winter. Right elbow. Pivots down to Shank, and Kemp gets a handle on it, and it's brought in by Micah Kramer. Seventh turnover for Cass City in 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Mike Kemp takes a three, top of the key, off the mark. Rebound brought in by Joey Kroll. I think I just found my new favorite player, John.
Joey Kroll. Huh?
Joey Kroll. Over to Chase Winter into the corner to Hamilton. 5 seconds left. Chase Winter at the free throw line. Pops the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Winter. It's no good. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a three-point ball game. USA 12, Cass City 9.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cass City Basketball. Encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others.